Shut up and sit down.
This is Off the Walk.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Off the Walk, where today we will be talking to our next guest who will be participating in our blind date experiment. Now, guys, if you haven't already listened to our first blind date, check out episode 54, where our very own Eric Wu goes on a blind date. And I assure you, there are things on there that I didn't even know about. But moving on, Trevor has graciously agreed to participate in this adventure with us. As he steps into our unknown and opens his heart to the possibility of finding a genuine connection. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Now, Trevor, I have to ask you, have you ever been on a blind date?
No, I don't think I have.
No, okay. How do you feel about blind dates, and what is your perspective on this opportunity then?
I don't know, man. I think blind dates depends on who's setting you up with who, and just kind of go from there, right? You're just playing luck if you match or you hit it off or whatever on a blind date. So let's see, man.
All right. Now, Trevor, can you describe your ideal date in three words?
Three words.
Three words.
No limit Ferrari shopping. No, three words. fun. Good conversation. I guess that's two. Just genuine.
Okay. And what's one unique or interesting fact about yourself that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I had a face and body painting company for a long time, for almost 10 years. So I face painted little kids and body painted naked adults and all that kind of stuff in between. So that's kind of interesting.
What? Really? That's, yeah. Okay, we're going to have to take that offline later because I'd like to ask more questions about that.
Yeah, man. I'm a hit at Halloween, man.
That's awesome.
Trevor, are you a foodie? And if so, what's your favorite cuisine? And do you have a go-to dish at your favorite restaurant?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big foodie. I was a chef for like a long time, so I eat lots of food.
Oh, wow.
Go-to food is probably Asian, so go to Vietnamese. Can't go wrong with Vietnamese or Thai food. Yeah, Chinese is great too, man. So just anywhere Asian, usually got great cuisine.
Yeah, wow, you didn't mention Japanese sushi.
I could eat sushi all day, but this is a date, man. I don't want to break the bank. Okay. I ain't suggesting sushi off the bat. I'm going cheap, bro.
Wait,
you gotta be smart in your answers, man. You can't be like, yeah, I like lobster and shit. Oh, we said you have to go eat lobster with some random shit.
I got you.
With that caviar on the side, you know what I'm saying? Just yeah.
I like caviar. Caviar is great. Beluga, baby.
All right. What are your top three hobbies or interests that you're passionate about?
Top three interests. Cars. I like cars, going to car meets, drives, rallies, and that kind of stuff. Hanging out with friends, cooking. Basically just trying to enjoy life, man. you know, just one day at a time, but try to incorporate some fun and, you know, just enjoy.
Big two?
Yeah, sometimes. You guys steal my money too often, though.
Okay, and then tell us about a memorable travel experience you've had. Where did you go, and what made it special?
Oh, man, so many. Let's go pick a spot, man. Bagan. So me and a buddies, we always travel kind of to Asia, and we jump off and go to different countries all in Asia. So we decided to go to Myanmar, and it was just recently opened for tourists. So we didn't really know what we're getting into. And we're like, they've never had tourists there, or very few tourists. So let's go, because we want the legit cultural experience, right? So we went there, and it was very interesting. So you get off the airport, and there's guys with AKs. They're in the middle of a civil war. There's a, like, the northern part of the country is just war torn, and you can't go there. And the southern part's like just super calm and peaceful. And so it was such an interesting place. So it's like, they've had many like colonizers in Myanmar. So they've had like French and Portuguese and stuff like that. So they all have different architectures. So you're in this like super busy, metropolitan city of like, I don't know, like probably 16 million or something. And you got these random buildings, like a French building. Then you got a brand new building. Then you got like this old rundown, like Portuguese building. And it was quite a neat experience, I would say. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
And do you have any favorite books, movies, or TV shows that you think everyone should check out?
Ooh. Books, you guys should read The Last Lecture. So it's a really small book, and it was written by this guy who was a professor, and he had terminal cancer, and he writes a book, and he gives this last lecture. So it's about like his family, why he's devoting time to give this last lecture, and what the lecture means to him. It's really deep. It's really good book. It kind of gives perspective to life and what's important and that kind of stuff. What was the other questions?
Or maybe books, like movies or TV shows as well.
TV shows? The Wire. So if you guys have never seen The Wire, you should watch The Wire. Mm-hmm. The Wire is like kind of about society, and it's broken up into 5 different seasons, and each season is kind of a different aspect. So they follow, say, crack dealers and police officers in one season. And it kind of shows you that people are people. Like, so not all the crack dealers were bad people. They're just kind of in there. Not all the cops were good people. So it kind of melds kind of the way society's actually goes. So it's really, it's quite an interesting series. Like, it's quite educational, but it's really entertaining. It's so fun.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Omar's coming.
All right. What's your philosophy on life, or on a personal motto that you live by?
Personal motto. Should have a deep quote here. I didn't prepare. I don't know, man. I just, I try to look for something beautiful each day, but try to be kind, like be kinder and nicer to people than maybe you receive, because karma goes around and that kind of stuff. But I don't know, man. Like, just be yourself. There's so many good quotes out there, you know?
For sure. For sure. If you could have dinner with any historical figure, who would it be and why?
Oh, any historical figure.
Anyone you want.
Oh, fuck. Marcus Aurelius. So he's like an emperor of Rome for a while. And that dude wrote a book called Meditations. And it's like freaking awesome. So he's like the most powerful guy in the world. And he writes about not powerful things, like little things, like it beautiful of the beauty of like a flower growing or something. And this guy's taken over countries with war and kind of stuff, and he didn't like it, so he was really torn. But he's like awesome, like great philosopher, kind of emperor. So definitely sit down with him. I think that'd be a good dinner.
For sure. I've also read that book too. It's an amazing book, man. Yeah. Stoicism.
Yeah. Definitely. I like Stoic, man. Any Stoic philosophers, like, really good.
Legit. And are you into sports or any physical activities? If so, which ones do you enjoy?
Before my knee went crapped out. I used to play like a little bit like hockey and stuff. I was shitty, but I like to play anyway. Mm-hmm. And then basketball and tennis and lots of stuff like that. But now my knee's not the greatest, so I kind of shy away from playing sports.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe esports?
Yeah, man.
NBA.
Give me some Call of Duty, I'm good, man. Yeah.
Okay. And then, what's something you've always wanted to learn or try but haven't had the chance to yet?
I've always wanted to learn, I don't know, man. How to play piano would have been, like, awesome. But, you know, it'd be nice to know, but I really don't care that I don't know it. So, we'll back most that up. Say programming, computer programming, so I can get a different job.
I was gonna say most people say like the guitar, because I think a lot of people get like piano lessons. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just an Asian thing.
No, I tried guitar. I like can't do two hands at once. Like, yeah. Man, I'm cursed. I can't do that.
I can't either. I tried and my fingers just cramped up. I was like, okay, that's it. I'm done.
Oh, I tried and tried and tried. And I was like, fuck, I can't do this shit. So
on that note, how do you unwind and relax after a long day or week?
I go out with friends, have a drink. Just kind of unwind. Just hang out, man. Nothing too crazy. Have a drink. That's about it. Yeah. Well, smoke a joint. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like nothing
nice
too crazy. If the week's been hectic and stuff, just go out with buddies and unwind and forget about the week and let loose.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. What's your favorite type of music? And do you have a go-to song that always puts you in a good mood?
I don't have a particular type of music, I guess. Everything from like old Motown to like hip hop to R&B to like could be, you know, some ethnic songs. Like I like some Chinese music. I got like random playlists when I go in the shower. So it could be like fucking anything, like honestly anything, but country. So country's the only thing that's not in there. Go-to song that makes me happy. I don't know, man. Any old song that brings back like memories of being with friends and stuff. So, you know, we have like, could be like Backstreet Boys. I'm not a big Backstreet Boys fan, but we have memories like of buddies that would just blare that fucking thing in high school, and we'd be in the back of the car, and you know, like just fun times, like good road trip music that brings back
for sure.
Yeah, some 98 Degrees, you know,
that's right, man. You know, man.
Now we're just dating ourselves,
yeah,
exactly. And Okay, check out this question here. Now, only answer if you feel comfortable with it, but can you tell us about a funny or embarrassing dating experience that you've had in the past?
Funnier experience? I don't know, man. I can tell you about a really bad date that happened, which was really great. I really liked this girl back in the day. So we were seeing each other. And we were like, okay, I'm going to go set up this big fancy date for her. And so we went out and we got like a private room in the basement, like I think it was living room at that time and stuff. So we had a good meal and we had like fondue and stuff. And we're driving around and then my fucking car tire falls off of the axle and I got a fucking, it's poor. It's like snowing out and cold. And I'm waiting for a tow truck and like we were on our way to go somewhere else. So that was kind of like a catastrophe of a date, I would say. Yeah.
But memorable
for sure, man. But man, the whole tire fell off the car and I'm just in there. So that's embarrassed crazy. And like, okay, that's crazy. Call it tow truck and. Yeah, so
not even a flat tire, it just falls off
the axle, man. Like I was like, fuck, did a manhole cover not there or something? And I looked in and I was like, oh shit. I can't fix that.
Jeez.
Oh man. That's a good one.
Oh, it was so embarrassing, man. Like you're all dressed nice too. She's dressed up nice and boom. Like snowing weather, just cold, windy, gross. Yeah. Okay, sweet. Let's call it a tow truck. It was horrible.
And you get to ride in the back of the tow truck, maybe.
It wasn't even like that. It was so we got her a cab to go home, right? And then I had to wait there for the tow truck, and then the tow truck took me there, and then I had to wait for a cab to get from the mechanic shop to go home. It was like, oh man. Yeah.
All right. And do you have any pet peeves or any quirks that you'd like to confess to the audience?
Pet peeves? I don't know, man. So much makes me angry. No, joking. Bad drivers, like slow drivers. That is like my worst pet peeve. Like go the speed limit or go faster. Get out of my way. But,
get out of my way.
Yeah. There's so many bad drivers in Calgary nowadays. So.
Yes. It's gotten, I feel like it might have been getting worse these days. All right. What qualities do you value most in a potential partner or friend?
Should be loyal, like sweet, caring, compassionate, like emotionally independent and like have communication and that kind of stuff, like genuine, good qualities of a good person, right? That's kind of what I'm looking for, right? Like someone to be part of the team, not to compete with, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, my cat's like tearing up a box in the background. I don't know if you can hear that.
I was wondering, like, yo, man, someone's playing with a cassette tape or something.
This is actually, yeah, exactly. Just gonna get him off the bat. Yeah. Stop eating the box. Sorry about that, guys.
All good.
Yeah.
We'll get Ken to edit it out.
Yeah. I'm like, oh no.
Or maybe we'll get him to leave it in.
Yeah.
You know, whatever works, you know.
If you could time travel to any period in history, where and when would you choose to go?
What am I time traveling for? Just to observe or just to like be in that time?
I don't know.
That's different.
Just go with whatever you want to try
to like observe and stuff. I would say I'd like to go to like say like watch a great like old school battle, like Alexander or like Troy or something like that, but like be way off with like binoculars or some shit. Like, I don't want to be that close to see that shit, but I think that'd be neat to see kind of old like medieval like giant wars that have impacted like society so much, right? Like if you see like Thermopylae or like 300, that would be dope. That'd be pretty cool to see firsthand. Or like how they built the pyramids, right? That'd be easy as pie too, man. Anything cool like that.
Okay. And share a random or a surprising talent you have that not many people know about.
Surprising talent.
Your party trick. What is it?
Fuck. I don't have any tricks, man. I don't know. Can I say the body painting thing? That's not very common. I don't know where I said that.
That's true.
I guess it's not.
I don't have any really quirks or tricks, I don't think.
I mean, body painting is pretty hard because I wouldn't be able to paint. I mean, I'd be able to paint somebody who wouldn't look pretty good, though.
Oh, man. Like, kids are the hardest because they move around and they're so jittery. Yeah. So you got to be like, okay, just stay there. So I don't know, man. Yeah.
We'll carry all your pastels with you at whenever you go to a party. You just, well, hold up. Let me paint you right now. It's just
depends on the party.
Yeah. And what's your idea of a perfect day? Walk us through it.
A perfect day? Yeah. Or a date?
Day.
Wake up, beautiful weather outside. Go for a nice drive somewhere, meet up with friends, a nice car, and go for a drive and go eat and just hang out, man. Preferably not in Canada would be ideal, but you know, perfect days are just you hanging out with your friends, having a good time and relaxing, right? So doing the things you like. So driving a car, going to eat and spend time with people you like, right? So that's pretty much perfect day for me, man. Pretty simple.
For sure.
It's like sounds good.
Unless I win the lottery, then that would be a pretty perfect day. Yeah. Still waiting for Lance and his lottery tickets to come through.
One day.
Yeah, man.
Are you a morning person or a night owl? And how does your daily routine reflect that?
Naturally, I'm like a night owl. But my work, I get up like really early. So like I'll be up at like 5 in the morning usually, or 4:45. So with work, like a Friday night, I'm like by like 10 o'clock, I'm like, oh, I'm ready for, you know, to just relax and chill out and stuff. But generally, if I'm not working, like I'll sleep in a little bit and then go out at nighttime. So a little bit of a combination. I can do both.
Yeah. If you could make one significant positive change in the world, what would it be?
I'd like to make people have some critical thinking and be a little bit more logical in like how geopolitics and people treat each other and learn about each other. I think if people could learn a little bit more, like take themselves away and learn about other cultures and stuff like that, then we wouldn't have a lot of this issues that we do have nowadays, right? So if people were a little bit more logical in their thinking, I guess, then they could solve a lot more problems than creating them.
For sure. I agree. Well, Trev, this is the end of our questions, but I want to thank you again for coming on this adventure with us, and I'm excited to pair you up with your blind date, and we want to see and bring you back, obviously, to hear how the date goes. So thank you again, Trevor.
Sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Yeah, we'll set it up. I'm excited. I'm excited. You excited, Trevor? You excited?
I'm like a little nervous, man. I'm like, I don't know. I've never been on a blind date before. But it'll be fun, man.
It's always a first, right?
It's always good meeting new people.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And hey, you never know, right?
You never know. You never know, man. You never know. You could just find the one.
Yeah. All right, so stay tuned, everyone, till the next episode where we bring them back and they'll have another chat with us. Let us know how it went. And again, I'm looking forward to that. So see you guys next time.
See ya.